the N17, a construction on that road to be in train by 2030. We're talking about major investment in this road, not just going slowly from step to step, but ring-fenced investment, long overdue, but finally it's happening. We're looking at works on the Eastern Garavogue Bridge and approach roads, again, to commence by 2030, and of course the Carrick and Shannon bypass also to commence construction by 2030. And I mean, one of the issues I'm really pleased about is that the N15, which was actually in the National Development Plan before 2008, but was dropped completely because of the downturn, and many efforts have been made to bring this back on the agenda and to ensure that we are starting the process and ensuring funding for it, and that we have done. And my colleagues, Minister Frank Feehan, Eamon Scanlon and myself, have worked really diligently with the Minister over the last couple of months to make sure that these major projects are on the NDP and that there is ring-fenced funding for them so that people know they will happen and they can see a timeline.
Perhaps the what can be deemed the final piece of the puzzle as it relates to local projects locally is the N16, Minister Harkin. Some people might question, where are we at as it relates to progress on that particular project, because it is a serious bone of contention at a local level as well.
Yes, and the I suppose the push was for that the N15 would be included. The N16 works are ongoing and we're working with the Minister on those. But the projects that are being announced today are the really big ticket projects, the big money, the big investment, the big infrastructure. And that's what we are announcing today. That's what the Minister has announced and that's what we're pushing. Of course, investment in all of our national primary roads is absolutely essential, and we continue to work on that.